In my previous lesson, I told you about Gideon and how that God told him to tear down the altars of Baal, cut down the trees that shaded this altar, and erect an altar to God, and put upon this altar a sacrifice, and set it on fire with the trees that you cut down from Baal's altar. I told you how that the men were angered about this. And while all of this was going on, the children of the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east converged in the valley of Jezreel. The Bible says that the invading army were like grasshoppers. Their camels were without number, as the sand by the seashore for multitude. This was a frightening situation for Israel. A great army threatening them like this one looming on the horizon. It meant nothing less than the annihilation of Israel. In the midst of this frightening development, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet. The people gathered together to follow Gideon into battle. 32,000 responded to the trumpet call for help. They bivouacked at a place called Well of Harod. The word means trembling, which is a fitting description of most of Gideon's army. And once again, Gideon is cautious. Gideon, in a cautious manner, tested the Lord to be sure of his favor. He placed a fleece of wool on the ground and asked God to let the morning dew be upon the fleece only and the ground around it be dry. God did this. This would be the sign. On the following morning, Gideon was able to wring a bowl of water from the fleece, and the ground around it was completely dry. And then Gideon, in a very timid manner, says, "Let me have one more sign." This time, the fleece would be on the ground dry, and all of the ground around it would be wet. These tests were contrary to the natural laws, so that no one could doubt that God was with Gideon. Up to this point, Gideon had been testing God. Now it's time for God to test Gideon. Gideon would now have to prove himself. This is always true in God's dealing with us. God said to Gideon, "The people that you've got with you are too many." These words came to Gideon at a time when he may have been wondering, what is 32,000 among such a multitude as we have to face? He no doubt was hoping that others would come and join in the fight. "I've only got 32,000. I need more men." But that was not what God had in mind for Gideon. God was going to test Gideon to see if he would trust him as he whittled down his army. The Bible tells me that there is no restraint of the Lord to deliver by many or by few. So God told him, "You got too many for me to give the Midianites into your hands, unless Israel would boast themselves against me, saying that by my own hand I have done this." God was determined that no person would receive the glory for this victory. God's test for these people was simple. God instructed Gideon to tell all of the people who were afraid to go home. And immediately, 22,000 walked away. To be afraid is a trait of human nature, but commitment overcomes fear. These 22,000 just didn't have enough commitment for the battle. This left Gideon with 10,000 troops. God tells him that the number is still too great for the Lord's miracle. No one would receive glory for this victory but God. The Lord told Gideon to take them down to the water, and he would try them for Gideon. God's method was simple. Those who lapped water like a dog was put in one group, and those who knelt and drank were placed in another group. The final number showed 300 men who lapped like a dog, 9,700 who knelt on their knees to drink. God chose the 300 and said, "By the 300 men that lap will I save you." Why he made them lap as a dog, only God knows. But be as it may, he did choose the army and pronounced them as Israel's deliverance. But Gideon did one more thing before they went into battle. God told Gideon to go down to the enemy's camp and listen. And if you're afraid to go by yourself, take your servant with you. And listen, and you will hear something that will strengthen you, that will encourage you, that will increase your faith, that will confirm that you will indeed be victorious. That night, Gideon and his servant heard two of the Midianite soldiers talking. One was relating to his friend about a dream he'd had. He told of seeing a huge cake of barley bread roll off the hill and obliterate the host of the Midians. His partner told him, "This is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, for unto his hand has God delivered Midian and all of the host." The Bible says, when Gideon heard that he worshiped. Who can blame him? To hear this kind of confirmation from one's enemy was an extreme faith booster, a strengthener, an encourager. Gideon's battle was simple. He divided his army into three companies of 100. Each man was given a torch or a lamp. Each man was given a trumpet. And when Gideon blew his trumpet, all of them were to follow his example. And with a loud voice, all would shout, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon." The effects were great. The Midianites ran in all directions, and Israel slew them to the borders of their homeland. They even slew their kings. Naturally, after this, the people decided that Gideon should rule in Israel. He had rallied the people. He had led them into victory. And they said to Gideon, "Rule over us, both you and your son, and your son's sons, for you have delivered us from the hand of Midian." Gideon's answer to them is classic in all of Scripture. Gideon said to them, "I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you." Judges 8:23, Gideon retained his humility even after the great victory. Gideon recognized God's rulership. Gideon recognized that God is sovereign, and only those who recognize this fact can ever be great.